Treasury Star Parade. The Treasury Star Parade brings you Betty Gard, star of the Broadway hit Oklahoma, in the magnificent story of one woman's unfaltering courage, entitled They Marched at Dawn. From the pocketbooks of America, from yours and mine, must come more fighting dollars now. The second war loan drive is underway to borrow an additional $13 billion worth of support from us for our fighting men. No matter how many bonds we have now, we must buy more. The most we can lend is the least we can do to protect our lives, their lives, and freedom for all of us. Every hour, every dollar counts. Invest in more bonds now. Our men give their lives. You lend your money. Now Betty Gard as Mother Wu in A Story of China. They marched at dawn.
We were a peaceful folk in our village in the province of Kiangxi. We never asked more than right to live, till rice fields, bring up our children. But when Japanese armies came, peaceful life was finished. We are refugees on roads of China. We must march fast on weary feet. Marching, sometimes we think of past days, now seeming like beautiful dream. Memories of bright days in our little village in Kiangxi. One shines like silver in my mind. Last of our happy days. The festival of lanterns when my sons and their families come home from their neighboring village to visit me.
You are happy today, old wife.
Yes, Wu Fu Hai. In our life, we have worked hard. But now, our sons are grown. Grandchildren fill our house. The sun shines warm on our green rice fields. We have known what it is to be poor, Fu Hai. But now, in our last years, happiness has come. It is a good world. As we sat there that night at the feast, laughing, eating, drinking, all the time the dark cloud of war was moving nearer.
A beautiful feast you have made for us, Mother.
Oh, more beautiful if younger brother Han were back, elder son.
What could have happened to him?
Already my thoughts fly in dark circles. He left this morning for the market, promising to be back by sundown. It is not like him to be late.
So now, before the next Feast of Lanterns, which of you sons will give us a grandson?
You gave your honorable parents only grandsons. In this generation, fate has played a trick, sending only girls.
Ah, well, there is still my youngest son, Han. No telling what may happen when he marries Yen Ling in the autumn.
No, Mother. Not in the autumn. Huh? Tonight.
Han, younger brother.
You mean that you...
I have brought Yen Ling to you as my bride. I crave your forgiveness thus to break family tradition. But we were married an hour ago in the mission church.
Oh, my son, Han. Yen Ling, you are welcome. But why? Why this?
This morning when I started for the market, I met a man on the road with news from the East Coast.
Yes.
The city of Shanghai has fallen to the Japanese. Their armies will soon be marching into our province. And I have come to say goodbye, Father, Mother, and leave my bride with you. The man I met is organizing a guerrilla band. I am going in the morning. Brothers, I ask you, follow me. We must fight for our lives now. Our lives. And our homes, and our red farmland.
And after Han, one by one they left me, my sons. And as the months went by, My daughters-in-law took their children and went to safety with their parents. In our little farmhouse with its clean swept earthen floors, we were alone now. I and my newest daughter, Yen Ling. Yen Ling, my child, you must eat. You will be ill. You have a husband in the fighting, Yen Ling. I have 5 sons. You must be stout-hearted.
In the night, I awake out of sleep and hear Han calling me. I see his face in the darkness. I know he has been wounded. Perhaps he is hungry.
Child, you are ill.
No. My head swam for an instant.
I am an old woman, Yen Ling. Tell me.
Mother Wu, before the next Feast of Lanterns, it may be I will give you a grandson.
We wait for news of our men. By night we hear the great plains overhead, and to the north we see the flames of other villages burning. Then come the refugees.
What are they doing to us?
The Japanese, they burned our village.
Our baby, they killed him with a bayonet.
Even my old wife was not safe from them.
Help us, Mother Wu. We fled without food or clothes.
All that I have we will share, Teng Shiho. But have you no word of Han or Cheng or my other sons?
Aye, that we should eat your rice and bring such evil news.
Can you bear it, Mother Wu?
Teng Shiho, I am strong as a man is strong. Tell me this evil.
The Japanese marched into our village. By night, our guerrilla fighters attacked and fought till none in the village were left alive. Your 5 sons were in that little band, Mother Wu.
My 5 sons. And here, from this moment, stands the 6th soldier of the family of Wu. That night, in our small farmhouse, those of our village held council with the refugees.
What to do?
They will loot for a day or two, until they have killed all our cattle and eaten our food. Then they will march again. Their path will be southward through this village.
They are merciless. No house will be left standing. No man or woman alive. What to do?
Nothing to do.
We are lost. We have no guns to fight with.
In village councils, seldom a woman's voice is heard. But I, Wu Kung Chi, come now to the council with a plan. Therefore, let me speak.
Let us hear you, Mother Wu.
A woman of 60 years, I, Mother Wu, have lived all of those years in this village and this province of Kiangxi. To the west, China spreads limitless. Our young men are gone. But old men, women, even children now must carry on their battle. Let us go westward. Make new homes, till the soil, raise food for our troops, make guns and ammunition for them to fight with. China will not be conquered till the last of us is dead.
Wise Wu Kung Chi, this is our hope.
Are we all agreed?
Yes.
So then, we march at dawn. Bone-weary we grow, and thin from the hunger and the marching. And always by my side, brave in hardship, my daughter-in-law, Yen Ling.
More wood for the fires. Well, we must get more wood.
Rest, Yen Ling. Move closer to the fire. See, I am not hungry. Take half of my rice.
You must not give me your food every day. You too need strength.
The old are tough, Yen Ling. You must eat for the child. Child of our Han. Everything for the child. Day after day, westward. The days add into weeks. The weeks into months. Each one brings us nearer to the west. And Yenling falters on the road, heavy with her child.
No use, mother-in-law. I can go no further.
Wait. Rest by the roadside a little, Yenling.
No use. I am a burden to you. One cannot hold back so many. Leave me behind, mother.
And there in those mountains, Yenling's time came on her. And all night in the forest, we fought for the life of Yenling. And as the night faded and the dawn came near...
Teng Chi Ho brought hot rice wine. Swallow, Yenling.
Quickly. Quickly, Sun Chung. Help me with the child.
Here. I have heated the small blanket at the fire.
Quick. The blanket, dawn chill is in the air. Look, Yenling, daughter. Open your arms. You have a son. Dawn brightened, and the camp began to stir in the dim light. One by one, the villagers came over to our fire to see the newborn boy.
So, Mother Wu, at last you have your grandson.
A boy to carry on our family. My brave Yenling, give me my grandson, Sun Chung, here in my arms. Oh, little boy, so small and sleepy. The mountains are ahead of you, but beyond lie the plains, drenched in sunlight. And there you will grow strong, a fighter for free China, like your father. Pass the word among our people. We march at dawn. Tell them nothing can stop us. For our will is strong, and our will is freedom. Freedom for China.
To those brave, unfaltering women and men, war came like a savage tidal wave, sweeping away everything they possessed except their courage and the will to live. We here in 48 states of America are more fortunate. The war, the actual carnage and destruction, is still thousands of miles away. Part of our good fortune lies in the kind of men and equipment that are fighting for us on the battlefield. The best kind of men, the best kind of equipment. Thanks to them, the war has entered a new phase. We're attacking now wherever possible. Speed is vital. There must be no slowing up for lack of tanks or planes, guns or bombs. The second war loan drive is geared to this new phase of the war. $13 billion must be raised, and quickly, so that the war may be won more quickly. Every penny, over and above our actual living expenses, must go into war bonds or other government securities. For it's the extra bonds, over and above the ones we're buying now, that count. There are 7 different kinds of government securities to choose from, to suit your needs, to fit your purse. Say to yourself, each extra bond I buy today helps to bring victory one day closer, and it will. So buy today to keep faith with our men who give their lives. You lend your money. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank Betty Gard and the other distinguished artists who participated in this broadcast. The original musical score was composed by David Brookman. The March at Dawn was written by Anita Granis. Additional writing was by Thelma Ritter and Joe Moran. The entire production was under the direction of Henry P. Hayward. This is Larry Elliott suggesting that you check the radio columns of your local paper and tune in the Treasury Star Parade.